This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are widows. These widows, they are VIPs in the eyes of Allah. Among us, there might be orphans. These orphans are the doors to paradise for anyone who wants to look after them. The Prophet Muhammad says, not only a door to paradise, but more than that, they will be with me like these two fingers. If they look after an orphan only for the sake of Allah. Widows and orphans are categories in community. If you were to connect for the sake of Allah and serve them, Allah says you are equivalent to a person who fasts all day, every day, and who stands in prayer all night, every night in reward. Your reward is equal to the one who does tahajjud, and beyond that, qiyamul layl and everything throughout the whole night, you are standing in prayer. But in actual fact, you are sleeping. Why? You are looking after widows and orphans. Subhanallah. That is Islam. The Prophet Muhammad says, Ana wa kafilul yateem kahatayni fil jannah. Myself and the one who looks after orphans, we will be like this in paradise, two fingers. You know what? He was an orphan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of creation, the most noble of all messengers, Allah chose him to be an orphan. That's why I tell my beloved children who are orphans, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. If you lost your father, it does not mean Allah does not like you. The one whom Allah loved the most, Allah made him go through exactly the same. We follow. And as for the widows, great reward. If you take care of them only for the sake of Allah. The same applies to any category of society and community that is downtrodden in any way whatsoever. You have people who are divorced sometimes. Treat them with respect. Do not abuse them. Look out for them. Try to get them married. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, look at his wives. All of them were previously married besides one. Aisha radiallahu anha. Yet, he was the Nabi of Allah. He was the highest of all.